no good at the rim. And Morgan got it. Put on the back for Morgan. Over to Izzy. Back out to Mary. Back to Tia. Long throw by Tia. No good. He got it by Lucy. Back to Charlotte. Nice in the morning. Blocked in by Tia to knock it out of bounds. Right in our area. Up Missy. Charlotte takes the lead for the Eagles. 26-24, the Eagles up. That was a nice shot there. All right, that's Aiden. Charlotte's fairly pressing Aiden there. Over to Tia. Oh, knocked out by 50. Battery over the top of the third team there. Taken away by Charlotte. Nobody there to guard. The defender. Oh, he's taken up for 6-2. They just bring it all the way down out to Mary. As Morgan got pressed, they tested Aiden. So at the end of the third period, your Eagles 28 and your hometown rookie 24. I don't know what Dan Tezler has talked for her team at halftime, but he told them something and they're put some shots in place.
No, here's what I'm thinking right now. They came back from a deficit and they were down pretty good. No, they were starting to find their rhythm back. And then when you leave trenches open like that for three, that is just like a recipe for disaster. Have to close out on the three-point shoot. The three-point shooter. They can make a life like crazy. So Precious, she is a good three-point shooter. I give a lot of respect to that point. That is incredible playing. And they fought all the way back to get the lead back. So all I have to say is that in the fourth quarter, we could be seeing a fight.
Nope. None of these teams want to lose, especially on senior night.
Yeah, no
kidding. So we'll see what happens here. We get ready to begin our last period here. After this, we'll see the boys. Underway right now. So following our broadcast, we'll have the T-Jack visiting the Sandpoint Eagles over in Sandpoint. All right, Charlotte's going to bring it in for Sandpoint. Get the BFBA quick kill, guys. Charlotte had that play lined up and 19 to 16 points there. Gives your Eagles a 6-point lead. Out to Rivera. Day-to-day is going to answer for three. That's good. Rebounded by Ella. Now it picks up for two. Nice. Oh. Miscommunication there by Morgan. Whoever she was trying to pass. I think it was Misty. Missy wasn't prepared for that, so let's turn it over to Colt. Good at 9-7. Good. He's down it by Missy up to Morgan. Setting up to Tia. Out to Preston. Preston's going to drive it to the point and draw the foul.
Oh, damn.
So that's pretty good. Yeah, that's some pressure to the line for two. As that foul's on Mary. Two shots up.
And no good.
Second shot right here. Cummins got it good. So 31 to Eagles, 26 to rookies. 6:52 left in this last period here. So Barry's going to bring it down for King Cole. Ooh. Ella, but it's going away by Keegan. Got it back. Rivera going in for two. No good. Rebounded by Ella, no good. Rebounded by Keegan, no good. Got a foul.
He is to the line for two. So you're looking both teams with one foul in this period. You have to make these two. Oh, so 27-31. If she can make it 28. Second shot is up. And it's so good. Rebounded by Misty. Over to Charlotte. Morgan's coming out to help Charlotte there. Out to Misty. Back over to Morgan. Morgan saying he wants to drive it. No good. Charlotte. More. No good. Rebounded by Rivera. And he went cold for that. Rivera won the hype on that one. So it'll be Kiko calling. No good. Over to Rivera. Rivera long three. No good. Lots of time left too. Sandpoint's got to be careful. They don't get into the send King Cole into the bonus.
And of course, there's a careful on player fouls. So
we don't know how many foul players got. We're not posting about sports. Barry's going into paint. Oh, almost makes it. No good. This is the last touch for Sandpoint. Under King Cole's rim. Being heavily guarded there, get out very bad. All the way over to Rivera, nice little bounce pass for Rivera, gets it back. Gets it back to Rivera for three. Oh!
And there's Rivera's first 2 points off his game. So that point, 1 point ahead of King Cole right now.
Wow.
Misty gets the ball. She wants to drive it. Being guarded by Keegan, no good. Rebounded by Ella. Barry's coming back down with it. Over to Jada. All the way over to Barry. Back over to Jada. Back over to Rivera. Oh, heavily guarded by Charlotte there. Working it a little bit. Oh, all right. Still going to be Kiko's ball.
Wow, no, that's pretty solid. That was good to control. Yes, and when they needed it, so they have to tear out to Mary. Still lots of time left. Out to Rivera. Another three for Rivera. Oh, rebounded though by King Cole. Back to Rivera. Double team on her. Back into Ella. Back up to Jada. Jada's going to answer. Oh, goodness. And Morgan got it. Off of the rebound to Charlotte. Back to Charlotte, and... That's a foul. King Cole wants a timeout. San Joe wants a timeout. Both of King Cole rookies, as Dan Tenza is the coach of the Eagles. Both have played... basketball on Fanny Joe was a rookie and Dan Desert was an Eagle. And they know what the importance of the win is here.
they know the importance of senior night also, which it's all about fight the man. It's just like when senior night is definitely like the biggest thing you do. I'm really, and I have to say too, you really don't want to lose. I get it. It's never tough, and you have the nerves and jitters and the fear in you. But it's a big thing. My experience with senior night, I know what it feels like. When you play New England, it was tough. Jitters, like me and me.
So we don't want to forget our managers, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Pinko rookies, we have Tim Beach, Bennington, Sonny Ray, Kazakin. So they're very important people also. They don't give them the playing time, but they make sure that all the players stay hydrated, and so they're our managers are very important. All right, so to do it, nobody there. The soccer, and so he put in a nice little 2 points there to bring it 33-30. Here's the guard there, back up to Mary. Over to River, and that's the best free.
Oh,
long shot there, saved by Charlotte. That's Charlotte again. Over to Misty, all the way out to Morgan. That point's going to a nice long pass, and back to Misty. Get a best drive in, no good. Back out to Charlotte, Precious. Back over to Morgan. Kind of running the clock out there, all right? There's Mia, good. Heavily guarded there. And Rivera will take it down for Team Cole with the rebound there. Out to Jada, over to Mary. All the way over to Rivera. Rivera going to go for three. Oh, so good. Rebounding. Oh, there we go. Rivera got the rebound. And, I think after you pick up Ellen there, just put it in there. 2:35 left in the game. It's a tough one. Dead game here.
It's a tough one.
Our precious Johnson was out to Morgan. Being heavily guarded by Mary. Oh, that's going to say, nope, that's not going to say anybody's in line. Okay, but Team Cole. 2 fouls away from bonus. So they got a chance.
Oh, really got careful.
Over to Mia. Out to Summer. Back up to Precious. Got Summer in now. Out to Misty. Back up to Morgan. Back up to Precious. Long shot there. Oh, nice. Pushing in for three. Gotta be at two back. It's time to really down. Gator's got it. Out to Mary. That was trying to put it in. No good. He got it by Mia there, and we got a foul. And that's going to be the fourth foul for Team Cole. They don't need that. They don't have any fouls to give. I'm just going to give you the Misty. Got a rookie foul here. Behind you guarded by Kia Ella, and we got another foul. So that's going to be 5 fouls. That's actually going to fit us in line.
Yeah.
So not what Team Cole wanted. Kind of sliding away from the goal right now.
Really starting to pull away.
But we'll see what happens. And just see from standpoint, we'll go to line two. Pop it up.
And it's no good.
That shot no good. Shot by Rivera. Mary into oh yeah, we got a foul. that put three team fouls on 5 points with 36-32. He goes up and 1:26 left in this last period. And working again. That point got the
all
their fouls. All of on media. Both these teams got to think a little bit smarter, a little fresher,
and the clock is really starting to kick out slowly.
Back out to Rivera. 1:17 left to close the deal. Ooh, that looks like it was no good. Stolen right by Tiki. Out to Morgan. Summer tries to put up no good. He found it by Rivera. Stop. Going down, here we go. Out to Mary. Mary can drive in, no good. Back over to Rivera. Mary's dead there. There's 2 seconds left. Quarter. Down by 4 points. Elevate! 2 points down. So, man. Mary's put a full press down there. We got girls diving, falling all over.
Whoa.
Yep, that's going to send that point to the line. So, most people go to the line to try to extend. 2 points to that point has 31 seconds left. And then, shots up, no good. See what happens here. So he gets the rebound. Oh, good call by Patty there. All timeout. 31 seconds still eternity in basketball can be with only a 2 point margin.
The one thing that I have to say right now is this is all I know is that it's like distracting. You're going hard. You got to bring every single ball you play for. And this is what it's all about. This is what rookie and Eagle basketball is all about. It's the fight, hustle, the guidance, and the feeling to be. And I get said it, but man, this is I have nothing but respect for Kathleen right now. This is a hard fought game.
Jim, I want to thank KSDP to his Avis sponsoring. The home games here, not only in San Antonio, but in both San Antonio, making it free admission. Gives everybody an opportunity to come out and watch some live basketball. If you were here tonight, you were in for a really good basketball game. Of course, you were able to broadcast that. All right. No good. Rebounded by Ella. Out to Ramiro. Back to Ella. Over. Here. Got it though. We have the guards there. Let's see what they can answer with. No. And it's on their side of the court.
Wow.
And the ladies are falling down there too. Nobody got hurt, so everybody kept moving. David's gonna inbound it for Team Cove. Out to Mary. To do it for 2 seconds. He's on the shot. Oh, almost popped it, but he's able to get it. He's got to keep going. Got to do something more. Come on, five and four. Got to do something. Mary tried to get in there, Mary, and so did Jada. Just couldn't produce the 2 points to possibly see it in overtime. Alright, so you got your visiting Eagles, 36 to your hometown rookie, 34. What an amazing game. Lots of trapping, luckily nobody was hurt. And we'll turn it back over to Virgil as you guys get ready to listen to T-Jack and Sandpoint Eagles boys in Sandpoint. Back to you, Virgil.
Back to you, man.
Chris and Chris, live from King Cove. We just had the Lady Eagles defeat the King Cove Rookies, 36-34. Sandpoint Lady Eagles on top, 36-34. We're going to throw in one song, and then we'll hop right on over to live coverage from the Sandpoint School. Oh, actually, we got 10 minutes. We got a 10-minute break. And at 7:30, we will have live coverage. I believe the play-by-play is being done by Amy Mack this evening. And we'll find out where that's going to appear. In the meantime, tag team from 1993.
Party people! Something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. All you folks, what it's all about. Now it's time for to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, there it is. Let me hear you say,
boom, there it is.
Come on, y'all.
Boom.
Drinking, bent and bent as a puff on dank. Rock the mic, uh-oh, I crave skin rip. Find a honey dip to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride. That B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it, come on, come on. Whoop, there it is, I'm done. Underground sound that you have found amazing, outstanding, demanding, commanding you people dancing. That's a breath taker. I produce, aka The Undertaker. You wanna come down to the underground old school? Here's a shovel. Can you dig it, fool? Can you dig it? To the fly from the school of bold, hardcore, keep the folklore wreck. Three to the two and one mic check. Mass skill flow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone I just killed. Party people, it's your party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is, I thought you knew.
Small amount of dead air. Tag team. Whoop, there it is. How about from 1994? We'll go 1 year up in the 90s. REM, Rapid Eye Movement, also known as REM, the rock band. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Kind of broke the ceiling, y'all. So all I got is fire. Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me, ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many heads to beat, probably let my friend hit it. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the reel before it's history. Cause fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie, cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the bag. I'm so keyed up till the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheek. What's up, don't babysit that? Better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango Ray straight had me. Stop at the light, man. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You fade, I fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, can you smoke with my kid? Up in smoke, yuck, I spray a layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSO, pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's roller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you do, kicking me. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo-foo.
All right. 15 seconds. Sandpoint gets the last play. Rowdy picks up his dribble at half court. 10 seconds. Kay into Ryu. Peter on the inside. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by King Co. 4 seconds. Sandpoint will throw in. Oh, last touch by King Sandpoint. King Co. will get the last look. Chase fires it off. Long range. No good. At the buzzer. High energy but low scoring. 9 for Sandpoint, 7 for King Cove. We'll be back in 1 minute. Down by 2. Sandpoint with 9. T-Jax with 7. Jerry McGlash has checked in. Tyler outside of Caden. Tyler drives in. Rowdy wide open 3. Hits it. Rowdy is on fire from outside, from downtown. King Cove with the ball. It's 12-7 in favor of Sandpoint. Tight defense from Sandpoint, making it real hard here for King Cove to get any action. Moving the ball outside the perimeter. Brennan gets a look outside of Chase. Good passing. Wow, excellent self-control and discipline from King Cove to pass it into the wide open basket underneath the rim for Robert Thompson. 12 for Sandpoint, 9 for King Cove. Caden for 3 in the corner. Hits it. Big senior night for Caden as well. King Cove with the ball. 15-9 now in favor of Sandpoint. Foul on play. First foul on Jeremy McGlashan, who has checked into the game. T-Jax underneath the basket, throwing it in. Robert with the hook shot, no good. 6:20 left to go in the first quarter, or first half. Sandpoint with the ball. Wide pass intended for Caden Foster goes out of bounds. King Cove with possession. Robert sends it outside. Lennon, free throw for Logan, hits it. 15 for Sandpoint, 11 for King Cove. Eagles with the ball. Moving the ball outside the yellow line. Tyler Gunnarsson. to Rowdy, who drives in and gets fouled. Defense just collapsed on Rowdy Tripp there. Inbounding. Ball is knocked out. Bounds by Chase. 5.5 left, minutes left here in the first half. 15-11 in favor of Sandpoint. Eagles with the ball. Jeremy. Mid-range shot from the baseline. Gets the foul. Good pass there, Jeremy. Robert Thompson overcompensates on the reaction. Sandpoint still up by 4 with 5:20 left to go in the first half. Jeremy puts up the second attempt. Both attempts from the free throw line, no good. Peter chases the ball out. Sandpoint will throw it in. Lobs it to Peter, who's open for 3. Top rim, no good. Ball now in the hands of King Cove. 15-11 in favor of Sandpoint. Chase for 3, no good. Put back by Riley, also no good. Rebound and fast break. Tyler tries to drive the baseline. Goes out of bounds. Under 5 to go here in the first half. King Cove down by 4. Brennan Larson with the ball. Passing around the triangle offense. Oh, Chase gets a defensive collapse on him, passes to Robert. Open shot, no good. Sandpoint with possession. 4:30 left to go in the first half. Eagles up by 4. Ryu, outside corner. Nice power up underneath the basket by Peter. Misses the shot. No one follows up on the rebound there. King Cove with the ball. 4 minutes to go in the half. Pass goes wide, out of bounds. Eagles up by 4. Rowdy drives in. Fade away. Gets stuck in the rim. King Cove ball. .345 to go in the first half. Robert, opening the paint. Back outside. Shot up by Riley, no good. Sandpoint now with the ball. 3.5 minutes left to go in the half. Eagles up by 4. Tyler Gunderson in the corner. Two-man defense collapses on him. Sends it around, now to Rowdy. Bounce pass down to the post, goes at the foot of a King Cove player. Ryu with the ball for a Sandpoint. Tyler. Ryu for 3. Hits it. Top of the key, left wide open. 7-point lead now for Sandpoint. 3 minutes left to go in the half. Shot up by King Cove, no good. Logan on the putback, also no good. Rowdy gets that rebound, takes it up.
Pulls up for the jumper, sees Rio behind him. Eagles reset the play. Tyler fakes the shot, now takes it. Off the back iron. Logan gets a rebound. 2:25 left to go here in the half. Eagles up by 7. Good passing here. King Cove's doing a great job being very disciplined with their passing. Outside perimeter, Brendan to Chase for long three. Way downtown. Great shot by Chase from about 2 feet off the perimeter. 1:54 left to go in the half. King Cove now only up by 5. Eagles passing. Tyler pulls up his dribble, looks for help. Rio on the outside, drives in. Back outside. Tyler hands off to Peter, mid-range shot, in, out, back out. 90 seconds. King Cove down by 4. Robert sneaks behind the defense, puts it up, and gets knocked over by Jeremy accidentally. The and one play, sending Robert to the line. Caden checks in for Rowdy. To bring it within one here. In. 19-18 with 1:17 left to go here in the half. Rio on the outside. Peter, pump fakes. Sends it back to Tyler. Drives in. Caden for 3. In and out. Fast break. 4-on-1. Chase passes. Shot by Riley. Good. King Cove, 2-point lead. Full court press here. Not full court press, but full court man by Chase. King Cove now up by 2 with 37 seconds and a half. Rio for 3. Back of the iron, no good. King Cove on the rebound. 28 seconds left here in the half. King Cove now up by 2. Brennan running down the clock. Riley. 13 seconds. Now Chase hits the long 3. Standpoint, down by 5, 2 seconds. Put back, no good. And at the buzzer, King Cove comes back big and then gets a 6-point lead, it looks like here. 24-18 going into the second half. We'll be back. King Cove with the lead.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Our fearless leader is losing his voice. Thank you for your patience, everybody. We'll have Amy Mack, I believe, taking care of the second half of the game. And we'll have, hopefully, maybe a little bit more voice. I don't know. I'm scared. I know that that one's coming for me. How about What It's Like by Everlast?
Change the hair on his face. jobs, I don't hear you reply. God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in his shoes. Said you really might know what it's like to sing and do. Yeah, then you really might know what it's like. Tom said he was in love. He said, don't worry about a thing, baby, darling, the man you've been dreaming of. But 3 months later, he said he won't date or return her call. And she swept them in front of that man cutting off his back. And then she heads for the clinic and she gets some static walking through the door. They call her a killer and they call her a sinner and they call her a... God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in a shoe. Say you really might know what it's like to have to choose. Then you really might know what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like.
Okay, we are at the halftime of the Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles and the King Cove T-Jacks live from the Sandpoint School. If you are here on the island of Popoff, please head on up to the school and just walk on in and say, hey, KSGP's got me. We're covering the door charge, so go on down. If you are here, please sit in the stands and cheer on the teams. King Cove is up at the halftime. 24 points to Sandpoint Eagles, 18 points. In the meantime, we're going to take a little holiday with Weezer. We are waiting for the halftime to clear out, and since we're sticking in the 90s, we might as well take two holidays for the price of one. That was, oh my gosh, Weezer, and right here, Green Day.
Looking for a player, he finds Chase, swings it all the way over. It's almost stolen by Rowdy. Out of bounds, last touch by the Eagles.